Guys, if you want to make a woman in your life happy, you get her the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. You can save 41% right now if you go to tjritchie.com/deals and use the code TJ. Remember, tjritchie.com/deals.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Yeah, yes. It's Friday, and I think when I get home this morning, when the day's work is done, I'm going to take a shower and take a CPAP nap today. I'm going to try to take a CPAP nap in a hammock.
In a hammock?
Yeah, I got to run a long extension cord out there for the CPAP. That's something you would probably never, ever see, is somebody sleeping with a CPAP machine in a hammock. Things you'll never see. We have a story of somebody using an object that was not intended to be a sex toy as a sex toy in public. It's a little bit different than those run-of-the-mill stories that you hear about that.
In public?
Yeah.
All right.
And we have the person that is probably for a while going to be near and dear to our hearts on the Ace and TJ Show and Extra Funny and just in our lives in general. Just like the lady that day who said, what did she say about, hey, come on, Ace.
Ace, chill out, man.
Chill out, man.
Chill out, man. Ace, chill out, man.
I'm the queen of hearts.
So we got all of that coming up next. Hang on.
Guys, if you want to make a woman in your life happy, you get her the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. You can save 41% right now if you go to tjritchie.com/deals and use the code TJ. Remember, tjritchie.com/deals.
More than just a little funny. This is Extra Funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
Okay. Our new lovable character on the show now, since this morning earlier, is this guy whose eyes are squinty and red. His hair is all a muss. He has an out-of-control beard holding a plate of French fries.
All right, one of us is French and one of us is fried. I'll give you a hint. I'm not French. Yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog.
But, you know, things like that, because I've talked to a lot of people who have been a part of the drug culture for years.
Right.
And they say that things like that have been happening since the beginning of dope. It just wasn't always somebody there to video it.
Sure.
And put it out there for the world. You know, I'm adjacent to the drug culture.
Drug adjacent.
Yeah. But, when I was young, if I would have had access to a video camera all the time, I would have probably done some dumb shit too.
Sure. Oh, you know, man, I'd all kind of stuff I would have filmed on our, taking the video camera out and filmed us on our three wheelers, like jumping over the creek or racing them and stuff. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have had things like videos of myself playing baseball and all of that. Like I would want a POV body cam on.
Yeah.
This is what I see out here.
Little GoPro on your chest, yeah, the whole time.
Yeah. Exactly. But back then, you couldn't do that because the cameras were so big.
Yeah, to hold even it on your shoulder.
Even if your family could afford a video camera, which was up until the early 90s, that wasn't happening.
I can't swing.
My brother, when his kids were little, he splurged and got a video camera and it went on his shoulder,
yep,
the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Crazy.
I have a couple of...
Well, because it had a full VHS tape in it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I still have the VHS, a couple of VHS tapes of my kids.
Mm-hmm. Craziness. Yeah. And then the other story that is the, I mean, this guy is basically a hero, I think. Washington, D.C., there was a man caught performing a sex act on himself with a big old cucumber. Okay. He was in, you know, in the daylight hours, out and just in public. And when they witnessed him performing the sex act, he did his thing and he had completed the act and then just nonchalantly put the cucumber back in his lunchbox and walked away.
Ew.
Oh, lunch bucket Joe.
Ugh. Wow. The salad tastes like crap.
Was he inserting it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's the only way you could use it.
How
else were you going
to
use it?
I don't know. I was confused. Like, that's got all you can do, right?
Okay. Well, you think maybe he had it wallered out or something?
I don't know.
He could have. He could be using that as a, you know, as a homemade fleshlight or something, but I doubt it.
What?
That he would be using it that way.
Oh, I mean,
he probably had it in his buttocks.
Oh, man. How disturbing.
But then again, I mean, he...
But at least
he doesn't want to throw it away because, you know, he probably found the perfect size for him.
He didn't litter or anything.
Perfect shape, you know, and he's not using it as food.
I was about to ask. Maybe he did, though.
Yeah.
He did what?
Maybe he did use it as food afterwards. He put it back in his lunchbox.
Yeah, I know. To take it home is, you know, the same way, you know, when women have those devices, they don't throw them away after they use them in the park.
But does I mean,
in the park?
Is it too crazy to think that maybe he did because he's already crazy enough to do what he had done in the park?
Maybe he went home and chopped up the cucumber.
Yeah. Hold on, excuse me, Rob, Mr. Kink Shamer. When did you get to be so judgmental? A man can't put a cucumber in his rectum in a public park and then put it in his lunchbox and walk away without the wrath of your judgment.
Sorry, I didn't.
Who made you judge and jury?
Come on,
I need to be more open-minded. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, excuse us, Mr. Never Made a Mistake.
You know, Twitter is like, it's just like a free-for-all. And the other day, there was a video posted, not on anything I subscribed to, but just one of those things that pops up. And it was a guy that just had his penis out on the subway in New York. And they're like, and the point was, this is what New York has become. And it's just a guy standing up on the subway and he's handling his business. People are sitting there. And the person, one person who he's closest to has no idea because he's right over this woman's shoulder. Mm-hmm. She's got AirPods in and she's just riding along face in front, like, you know, listening to her music or podcast or whatever. And he's standing 2 inches behind her, just going to town on himself.
Where are those guardian angels when you need them?
It's like, what in the hell? Just right there on the subway in a public place. What's going on?
Yeah, somebody should have zip tied his hands behind him.
But this guy's in a public park.
Yeah. Oh, well, something like that. He was in the public. Somewhere he could stop and do it. And then, because it seemed like he was sitting there, I would think, on his lunch break, because he had his lunch box with him and he ate all of his lunch. And he said, well, I've got about 20 minutes left before I have to be back at the office.
Man. The office.
Maybe he got full and he had that left. And he was like, oh, man.
I got 20 minutes to kill. I need to relieve a little stress here real quick before I go back to work.
Got to work some of these pounds off.
And you never hear of anybody using a cucumber for a sexual act, you know, when it's peeled and sliced.
Right. Right. Never.
That's a missed opportunity right there.
I know. Man. I tell you what, man. I wouldn't do that with a cucumber. I prefer eggplant. Yeah, can you imagine that?
No.
Oh, eggplant. But then again, this kind of behavior and what you're talking about, Ace, comes from people coddling the mentally ill and not wanting to offend them because... I mean, there are some people who just need to be locked away from society, whether they're legitimately crazy or whether they're just mean criminals.
Yeah.
those people who are loving themselves with sex acts in a subway or a park don't, it's a danger to the rest of society for them to be out amongst us.
Yeah, I would agree.
So they need to go to sick people jail. Because there's no way you can look at somebody and go, he is not, there's nothing wrong with him. He's not mentally deranged or off balance or anything. Just because he ate his lunch in the park and then pleasured himself with a big cucumber and then walked away with it, that doesn't mean he's crazy. I think it does.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Pretty sure it does.
Because the mind of a person, whether he goes through with it or not, that looks at the cucumber and goes, you know what might feel good? He can stop right there, you know? And he needs to at least go talk to somebody.
Agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Is an asylum also a prison, or is it just necessarily just for crazy people?
It's just for crazy.
Yeah.
What, so, is there a crazy people jail? Like, what were those?
Yeah, called? It's called. They're called the penitentiaries for the criminally insane.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I think if you're going to stop and go, oh, you know what, I'm going to do that, and then you go, what am I thinking? No, I'm not going to. You should at least go, you know, talk to somebody you trust or whatever, say, I just had this thought. I was making a salad today. I picked up this giant cucumber, because you know I love cucumbers. And before I peeled it and sliced it, I thought to myself, I bet that would feel good if I put it in my rectum all the way in public.
Whew.
Of course, I didn't do it, but I think that's a signal.
Do you think I have a problem? Can you help me?
What do you think I should do?
Yeah. It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The TJ and Riggins Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
Guys, if you want to make a woman in your life happy, you get her the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. You can save 41% right now if you go to tjritchie.com/deals and use the code TJ. Remember, tjritchie.com/deals.